This is Capital Access, your on-ramp to news and insight from the Capitol. I'm Kelly Connolly. Governor Jindal's opening address to the legislature didn't mention healthcare, higher education, or the budget in general. Instead, he flabbergasted lawmakers and the media with a 13-minute-long speech ditching his plan to raise sales tax revenue to replace the income tax. But he didn't abandon the initiative altogether.
I know that several of you have already filed bills to phase out the income tax. So what I'm here to tell you is this. Even as we park our plan, I call on you. Let's work together. Let's pass a bill this session. Let's get rid of the income tax once and for all in the state of Louisiana.
The plan to raise sales tax ran into opposition from across the gamut, from lobbyists for big business to advocates for low-income taxpayers. Policy analysts criticized the administration for misrepresenting the job growth in states without income tax, like Texas.
There are many states without income taxes that haven't been producing jobs. And, of course, Texas has a lot of other reasons as to why it's producing. But, you know, we talk about Texas when we want to. We don't talk about the property tax that they have in lieu of their income tax.
That was Minority Leader John Bel Edwards. He's concerned that higher education and healthcare will see further cuts if there's no plan to raise revenue or slim government elsewhere. In Jindal's address, he made no mention of his previous requirement that the changes be revenue neutral. Kelly Connolly, WRKF News.